Have you ever felt judged for enjoying something that you like in life? You're just there minding your own business, doing something that you enjoy, and out of the blue, you hear a voice that says, "That is not a Christian thing to do. You're not acting like a true Christian. God is watching," or things like that. Have you had that experience? Because unfortunately, I have too many to count them. Now, in a world like this, we are so quickly to judge everyone and everything. How do we freely enjoy every single gift that God has for us without the fear of thinking, what will someone think about me? Today, I'm going to talk about 5 tools that have helped me find a freedom that we all, you have, I have in Jesus, to enjoy every single gift that God has for us. Ever felt the Bible is just too complex or felt judged by others? Do you wish there is a place where you can have open conversations about the Bible free from judgment, go at your own pace while getting to know God? Well, you just found it. I'm Jahaira, mom, wife, veteran, and Jesus follower. In this podcast, I will share basic practical tools that helped me love and trust the God of the Bible. Whether it's coffee or wine, grab one and join me on today's episode. Let's go! The book of Romans was originally a letter from Paul to the Church of Rome, the new Christians that were born in Rome after Jesus died. Now, have in mind that Christianity was not what it is today. Christianity was being born when Paul was sending all these letters to the different churches. They were new churches. So there were many differences between the Christians from Israel to the Christians from Rome. So Paul was trying to set up a standard for the church. In this case, he was trying to talk about how many differences we have. It doesn't matter. We're still brothers and sisters in Christ. It doesn't matter what you like to eat, what you like to drink, how you celebrate. It doesn't matter. It is not a source of division, but a source of union, because we have to accept everyone. Again, remember, there are different cultures. They all have different traditions for years and years. And now with the arrival of the Messiah, everything changed. Now, one thing before I continue, if you want to go deeper in the Bible study in the book of Romans, my private Facebook group, right now we are finishing the book of Mark. This week we are in chapter 14. So in about 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to start the book of Romans. And we do one chapter per week. We go very deep on the chapter. So if you are interested in go deeper in the book of Romans, which is a beautiful book for any believer, go. The link is on the show notes. It's See, Pray, Love. I would love to have you there. I would love to share the book of Romans with you and for you to share your thoughts as well. Now let's go back to the freedom that we have in Jesus based on Romans 14. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians were judging other Christians because their customs, their traditions, whatever they drink, they ate, how they drink, how they celebrate things, it was different. That happens nowadays because some people have in their mind that being a Christian, you have to act a certain way, you have to do certain things, so you can't do certain things. And even though that is not entirely incorrect, and we can talk about that in another podcast, it is not what you think or what I think that is correct. It is what God and Jesus think. With that being said, it's your personal relationship with God and Jesus, because what is wrong for me is not wrong for you. To give you an example, I love to drink my glass of wine after a long day of work or a long day, period. I love to sit down in my porch or in my backyard to enjoy my glass of red wine. I love it. And to be honest, in the past, I was hiding from Christians because they will judge me because a Christian is not supposed to drink. Or so they say, so they believe. I'm not going to judge them. I know some religions have different traditions. I do not belong to any religion, so I don't follow any religion tradition. I follow what God tells me and what Jesus teaches in the Bible. So unfortunately, I hid from Christians, but I continued drinking my glass of wine because I didn't feel in my heart that God was telling me not to drink that wine. And to be honest, one of the best conversations I had with some friends that are believers as well, they were with a glass of wine. We will talk about God and Jesus and about the Bible for hours with a few glasses of wine, so I'm not going to lie, of course. But we were doing ministry right there. Like Jesus says in Matthew, two or more gather together to speak about my Father and about me, he's there with us. And you could feel, it was really nice. Like every single weekend, we will gather in a house to talk, to drink wine, and we always end up talking about God and the Bible. It was beautiful, beautiful. However, some people will look at that like, yes, they're not Christians. That is not the way that believers are supposed to present to others. And I respect that. Everyone has their own way to see things. But I don't judge people based on that because I don't know what is wrong for you and what is wrong for the other person. Romans 14:10 says, so why do you condemn another believer? Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. It's at the end of the day, it's you and God. That's it. And to be honest, he doesn't want you to change. Whoever is telling you to change something for him, he doesn't want that. He wants the raw version of you. He wants the imperfect version of you. That version that you look in the mirror every day and you're like, I don't even know how I do that every day. That version of you that has the heart broken in so many pieces that you don't know how you're going to love again. That is the version that he wants, because then he's going to take you, he's going to receive you, he's going to love you exactly as you are, and he's going to put you back together more beautiful, more powerful, more strong than before. But that's his job. Let him do it. In the meantime, let's learn how to enjoy this life without judgment. Now, how do we keep living our life? How do we keep going in our lives? Enjoy our lives? Because to be honest, sometimes we get so focused on the eternal life. And yes, that's very, very important. Very important, the eternal life. But God created this world. God created us to live in this world. So let's enjoy this world. Let's enjoy each other's company, the community. Let's love each other. That's the most important commandment. Love God and love others. So let's love each other. Let's not judge everyone. You enjoy your things. I enjoy my things. And can I tell you a secret real quick? Once you get to know God, once you accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, once you build that relationship with God, that's what we're doing in this podcast, learning to do that. If there's something wrong in your life, in your everyday life, God will change that. He will do it. You won't even notice that he's changing you, but he will do it. People will notice, you won't, because it will be so subtle. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom, but not always. Sometimes it's just a subtle change that you won't even notice. One day, that thing that cost you so much pleasure, it will not anymore. But that is God's decision. And one thing that is good for you today might not be good tomorrow. That is you and God. It's no one else. Now, what are 5 tools that we can use that we can enjoy this world, this beautiful world that God gave us, this beautiful community that God gave us to enjoy without the fear of criticism, of judgment, of any other people, any other human being? We have to embrace our freedom. How do we do that? Accepting that Jesus is our Savior, that he died for us, and we are free in him. Romans 14:1 says, accept other believers who are weak in faith and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. You're free to do what you want because Jesus died for you. You have the freedom to enjoy everything that you want. But we are not here to argue with anyone about what is right or wrong. There are a few things in the Bible that are listed as things that we're not supposed to do. And yes, before you come at me, yes, there are things in the Bible that we're not supposed to do. Point blank is very, very clear. But I don't believe that the way to go to a person is just to judge them and say, you're not supposed to do that. It's not a Christian thing. Because you know what? When you're pointing a finger to that person, four other fingers are pointing at you. Because if you're throwing a stone at that person, are you free of sin? No. So we teach them in love. We do not argue with them. It's very important. Love, you're going to hear a lot of love in this podcast because that's one of my favorite words. When I heard Jesus said that the greatest commandment was to love God and love others, everything made sense because when you love, when you do everything in love, everything changes. The way that you act, the way that the other person received the message, the way that everyone reacts at you, everything changes. Now, number two, avoid judgment. Romans 14:12 says, yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. Avoid judgment. Don't judge people because guess what? We are all going to be judged by God. And that's it. Nothing else matters. It's just the intention. If God told that person not to do it and that person did it anyways, that's that person and God. We just make sure that lovingly we let that person know, hey, did you pray? Did you talk to God? What did he say? I don't think that what you're doing is right or it benefits you. Lovingly. Number three, let's cultivate understanding. Romans 14:13 says, let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. This is very important. I've been talking about my glass of wine. A glass of wine here and there for me is perfect. Now, if I'm sitting down and I'm having dinner with a person that is have a problem with alcohol, I will not order my glass of wine. Because I will make that person stumble. I will make that person feel bad. And I love that person. It doesn't matter who he is or who she is. I love that person. And I'm not going to make her or him stumble me drinking a glass of wine in front of them because I know they have a problem with alcohol. Same thing with sweets. If you know there's a person struggling with weight, with a very strict diet because the weight is a problem in their life, don't just sit there and eat a huge plate of, I don't know, ice cream or whatever sweets you like because you're going to make them stumble and fall. We don't do that because we love them. We love them, so we build them up. Number four, we're going to celebrate diversity. Romans 14:20 says, don't tear apart the work of God over what you eat. Remember, all foods are acceptable, but it is wrong to eat something if it makes another person stumble. We all have diverse experiences, diverse perspectives. We all come from diverse cultures. So you might like some things. Some things are normal in your culture, in your traditions, that are not normal in my community. We will not tear apart each other. We are going to celebrate diversity. Diversity, cultural diversity is a beautiful thing. I love to talk with people from another countries, from another cultures. It's just beautiful. And last, we're going to find joy in simplicity. Let's not overlook simple pleasures. A shared meal, a moment of quiet reflection, taste of your favorite wine, a cup of coffee in the mornings, 30 minutes in the treadmill, whatever you define as a pleasure, 2 hours in the gym. These are gifts to be cherished. Don't feel like you have to drop everything because someone else think that it is not right. Take everything to God. Remember back into my first podcast when I told you that we have to build that routine of talking to God every single day, that we start with a minute, then 5 minutes, and that we have the bracelet to remind ourselves to talk to him a little bit every so often during the day. Talk to him and ask him. Because if you have the doubt that what you're doing is not right, it might be wrong. So take it to him. That might be him talking to you, letting you know that maybe you should change something. The only way you can know for sure is if you take it to him. Let the Holy Spirit work and tell you exactly what you should change, what you should modify. Let's live in harmony. Let's respect each other's liberties and convictions, because we all are from different backgrounds. Even though we follow the same God, the same Jesus, we all are from different backgrounds. Our faith journey, your journey, my journey, should be one of love, joy, and freedom, not bound by judgment, okay? God is not a God of judgment. He opens his arms for how you are right now, exactly as you are, raw, imperfect, not what you should become. He wants you as you are. So let's go to him, just like we are. If you're struggling to understand the Bible on your Bible reading, on your everyday Bible reading, remember, we do have a weekly Bible study in our Facebook group, in our private Facebook group, or I do have a free Bible study guide. The link is on your show notes, so go ahead and download it. It's a free Bible study guide. Before I go, if you found this episode helpful, please consider 5 seconds, go and leave me a review, a five stars review. It really helps me a lot. That's all for today. I'll see you next Tuesday. In the meantime,